Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazenia, and I am dedicated to help you develop a personal relationship with God. What would you do if somebody said, I want you to talk about the Trinity, and I'm going to give you 5 minutes to prepare, and you have to do it in front of hundreds of people? Can you imagine that? Having to all of a sudden get up and talk about the Trinity in front of hundreds of people with 5 minutes to prepare. Well, that's exactly what happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was at home visiting my mother. We went to Mass. The church where we went to Mass is in Florida, and I had preached a mission there a couple months ago, a retreat for the whole parish, so they knew me there. And as I'm sitting there with my mother with about 5 minutes to go before Mass, somebody came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, Father Cedric, there's no priest. Would you get up and preside at Mass? And I said, I've got 5 minutes to prepare my homily. And I went and I got dressed. I looked at the readings really quickly. It was Trinity Sunday. And I got up there in front of all those people, hundreds of people out there. And this was the gospel that I want to share with you. I had very little time to prepare. And the gospel is the famous John 3:16. And this is the gospel on Trinity Sunday. And I'll talk about the other readings too. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So that was the gospel, and as I got up there, and as I told you, I had so little time to prepare, I talked about how that reading proclaims to us that God is love. And on Trinity Sunday, or when we talk about the Trinity, we have to understand something, that we were created to be related. And this is something that I want to weave throughout this talk, that we were created to be related. No person is an island unto themselves. We are part of a continent. We are part of each other, and we are part of God. And when we talk about Trinity, you have to understand something. God is love. This is what we had in that reading from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that means you and me, whosoever believes in him wouldn't perish, but have eternal life. Martin Luther called this the gospel in miniature. You know, all four Gospels, you can sum it up in these words right there. That God so loved us that he gave his Son, that through our faith in him, we could have eternal life. So let me talk about God's love here for a minute. You have to realize that on our earth today, there are over 7 billion people on the face of the earth. People everywhere, all these different countries, all these different continents. 7 billion people. So it says, for God so loved the world, all these different people. Well, you know, it's easy to understand that, and we believe that and everything, but what about me? And what about you? Sometimes when we think about the 7 billion people and God so loving the world, we can feel lost. We can feel so anonymous. And I just wrote a book, and I called it You Are Loved. It's my 18th book. You Are Loved. I hope you'll get it. And in this book, I said, yes, God loves the world, but he loves you personally, just as you are. You are unique. You have unique fingerprints. You have a unique DNA, a unique personality. There is nobody on the face of the earth exactly like you. Even if you have a twin, that twin isn't like you. That twin is different than you. And what I say in this book, you are loved, is that yes, God so loved the world and he loved everybody, but he loves you. He loves you personally. And Trinity, the concept of Trinity, is an invitation to be loved and to enter into a love relationship with God as Trinity, And I'll explain more about what Trinity means. I was on a retreat one time, and the person that was there on retreat, that was leading the retreat, said, instead of saying, for God so loved the world, when you get to the place where it says world, put your name in there. For God so loved John that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved Mary that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved, put your name in there, that he gave us Jesus. So Jesus loves you. God loves you personally. And you must embrace this. This is the nature. You see, God is love. Love is who God is. God doesn't just love, he is love. That's his nature. And you have to understand that. So that's what I said when I got up there as I began the homily. Now, because of the Trinity Broadcasting Network, notice the Trinity Broadcasting Network, I air on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. They name their whole network after the Trinity. The Church Channel, EWTN, Catholic Affiliates, other stations that I'm on. Because of this, I'm now broadcasting to all kinds of different people. And I'm broadcasting in all over the United States and really all over the world. My major focus, I'm trying to inspire believers to live with passion. I want you to have energy, realize your potential, become the best that you can be. But I also realize that people are just flipping through stations and they're finding my program. People that are Christians, people that aren't Christians, Jewish people, atheists, agnostics, all kinds of different people are focusing in or finding my program. And in addition to trying to inspire people to be the best that they can be, my main goal as a Catholic priest is that you come to know eternal life. My main thrust of being on TV, and this is the reason why I believe that God put me on TV, is so that you will have salvation. And so that's what the scripture is telling us, that God so loved you, even if you're not a believer, he loves you, that whosoever, and I'm praying that you will come to faith, believes in him will have eternal life. So let's talk about eternal life here just for a second. Eternal life is quantitative, it lasts forever, but it's also qualitative. Eternal life is a term in John that means a new abundance, a new quality. It's a different kind of life than what we already have. For example, there's a new joy, there's a new peace, and you sense the presence of God with you. This Zoe life in the Greek. Zoe is the way that God lives. It's God's life. So Jesus came to bring us everlasting life, you know, this quantitative life that will last forever, right through death, into eternal life. But he also came to bring us a new quality that many people don't have. A new peace, as I said, a new joy of living, realizing your potential, passion, but most of all, intimacy with God, a new relationship with God. And I want you to have this life. Simply believe that Jesus came for you. Simply believe that he died for you on the cross. Simply believe that he loves you personally. That's what Trinity is all about. You are created to be related, and this is the doorway to a relationship with God. I came to believe that Jesus died for me personally, and I experienced rebirth. I came to believe that he died for me on the cross, and now I have eternal life. And I want you to have eternal life too. There were some other readings that I read as I got up there in front of all those people, but I began by talking about God's love in front of all those people. And the reason why I believe that God has me on TV is to proclaim salvation, proclaim eternal life to all the people, believers, non-believers, and eternal life, this new quality of life. And then the second reading that we read on Trinity Sunday when I stood up there was from the book of Exodus. Now, Exodus is the second book in the Bible. Way back, it's Genesis, Exodus. And on Trinity Sunday, when I got up, the reading had to do with Moses. And he went to Mount Sinai, and God appeared to Moses and proclaimed his name. You see, on Trinity Sunday, we're trying to understand who God is. First of all, in the gospel, we hear God is love. And then God is going to proclaim his name to Moses. And what does God say to Moses? This is God's revelation to Moses and to us. And this is what God said. the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. Wow. You might be thinking, well, wait a minute, this is the Old Testament. This is the God of all the wars and all the battles and, you know, all these terrible omens that happen in the Old Testament. You know, that Old Testament God, that mean, angry Old Testament God. A God merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and rich in fidelity. This is the way that God reveals himself. See, we are created to be related, to be into relationship with this gracious, merciful God. I travel all over the United States and Canada. I go to all these different churches week after week, and I preach what's called a parish mission. That's a retreat for the whole parish. In Protestant terminology, it's called a revival. So I'm an evangelist, I'm a revivalist. I'm trying to help believers to deepen their relationship with God, to inspire them to become all that they can be. When I go to different churches, I've come to realize, as I've met thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of people in the confessional, in counseling, I've come to realize that, you know, people need healing in all kinds of different areas. Of course, in the body, we all need healing there. Relationship-wise, they need healing. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. One of the places that I've discovered where people need healing is inner healing. Deep in here, inner healing. And the healing that they need is in their image of God. Their image of God. Many people, and this cuts across all denominations, have this image of God that God is harsh and punishing. And he has a ledger in the sky, and anything and everything that you do wrong, he's putting it on that ledger, and he's out to get you. You make one false step, and people are racked with guilt. They're racked with condemnation. And I just want to say this as an aside. If you are sinning, and if you are breaking the commandments, then yes, you do need to turn to God. But God will be merciful. It's not anything goes with God. But he will be merciful if you turn to him. But what the healing that people need is, when it comes to God, people need to understand that God is your Father, that God is your Creator, that he loves you, that he's gracious and merciful and kind. And I pray that you will receive healing from this program, that you will understand that God is calling you, even if you've drifted away from the church, even if you've drifted away from God's ways, God is calling you. He's wooing you back. And he's revealing himself to you. God is Trinity, but God is gracious. God is loving. And this is the way that he revealed himself to Moses. And I love in the gospel, Jesus will talk to God as being Abba, Daddy, Papa. Now that's a term of endearment. It's a relational term of intimacy, of closeness. And Jesus said, I'm going to my Father and your Father. I'm going to my God and your God. So God is our Father. God is our Daddy. God is intimate and merciful and gracious. I heard a story about a second grade class, and the teacher told the second grade class, I want you to draw a picture of anything you want. And then she was kind of walking around, the teacher was, and she came up to a little second grade girl, and she said, what are you drawing a picture of? And she said, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher looked at her and said, you're drawing a picture of God. Nobody knows what God looks like. And the little girl says, they will when I'm finished. And the picture that God gives us, that the Bible gives us of God, a picture of love, a picture of mercy, a picture of graciousness. I want you to know right now that God is shadowing you with his love. He's covering you with his mercy. And he's inviting you to a deeper relationship with him. The late priest Henri Nouwen wrote a book called The Return of the Prodigal. And in this book, he talked about the painting by Rembrandt. I don't know if you've ever seen it, The Return of the Prodigal Son. Here's the prodigal son kneeling at his father, the father holding him, embracing him. And what Henri Nouwen noticed is that the hands of the father were both different. The left hand, larger, stronger, masculine, the right hand smaller, softer, feminine in appearance. And what Henri Nouwen said in his book, The Return of the Prodigal, he said that Rembrandt did this purposely because he wanted to portray the Father as being masculine, strong, powerful, protective, but he also wanted to portray the Father as being feminine, soft, caring, tender, loving. And God is all this. That's the purpose of that portrait. God is both masculine stereotypically in his qualities, strong, powerful, awesome, but he's also feminine, soft, tender, merciful. God is beyond masculine and feminine, but God is all these different things, and he's that way toward you. And I invite you to return to him. He will embrace you. We are created to be related. Then very quickly, the third reading that we had, the third scripture that we had is one that you probably know. It's 2 Corinthians 13:14, and it goes like this. And I had to stand up there in front of all these people, and this is some of what I said. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Trinity, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. However, there are Trinitarian scriptures in the Bible, and this is one of them. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. This is, you don't have to be a scripture scholar to figure this out. It talks about Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. It's Trinitarian. We have another verse in the Bible that's Trinitarian, the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Go into the whole world and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's the way we pray if you're a Catholic Christian. We pray the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it's very Trinitarian. We're used to a Trinitarian formula. And then there's that scripture from the book of Genesis, if you've ever heard about it, and I'm sure you have, where God says, let us create man in our own image. Let us create man in our own image. Scholars tell us that's the Trinity speaking. Isaiah the prophet has this wonderful vision of God, and God says, who will go for us? That's the Trinity speaking. Who will go for us? So it's very Trinitarian. And I want you to understand that God is Trinity. It's not hard to understand. The doctrine of the Trinity actually came from the early 200s in the church. One of the church fathers, Tertullian, said that Father, Son, and Spirit are one in essence, three persons with three different functions. Father is creator, Son, redeemer, Spirit, sanctifier. And although they're three persons, they're one in essence. This isn't hard to figure out. I like to say, and this is what I said when I got up there in front of all the people, Trinity is not a mystery to be solved. It's a relationship to enter into. The doctrine of the Trinity isn't some mysterious thing to figure out. It's a relationship. And we were created for a purpose. The Catechism tells us that we were created to know God and to serve God. The Bible is a book of relationships, and it's all about our invitation to come into relationship with God. You must understand that. Let's take a couple images of what Trinity is. By the way, the great saints, Augustine and Bonaventure, Aquinas, doctors of the church, have waxed eloquently about the Trinity and what the Trinity is and the mystery of the Trinity. Church councils, like the Nicene, the Council of Nicaea, have been called about the Trinity. And it's really simple. Just a couple of images that we can get here. St. Patrick, you've all heard of St. Patrick from Ireland. He gave us a great image of the Trinity. One time he plucked a shamrock and he held it up. And he said, there's three leaves on the shamrock and there's one plant. In the same way, Trinity has three persons, one God. You think about your own person as human beings. Now remember, we are made in the image of God. We are a tripart being. We're body, soul, and spirit, but we're one person. We're made in the image of God. There is a Trinity. And then, of course, the image I like, think about a window, and here's this beam of light coming through the window, this solid beam of light. In that beam of light, that one beam of light, there's heat, there's electricity, and there's energy. There's heat, light, and energy in that one beam of light. There's three parts to it, but there's one beam. Same way, God is one, but three persons. And those three persons are an invitation for us to be related. So remember, Trinity isn't a mystery to be solved. It's a relationship to enter into. And when you pray, Jesus taught us, when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who hears you in secret will reward you. So when you pray, pray to your Father. Of course, God is a masculine Abba, Daddy, Father image. And when you pray, pray to Jesus personally. You have a personal relationship with Jesus. He died for you on the cross. Jesus, a human image, not up there in the sky somewhere, somebody human, a friend. Jesus said, I call you friends. And when you pray, pray to the Spirit who lives in you. The Spirit in the Bible is spoken of as wisdom, Sophia, a feminine image. So we have a masculine image, we have a feminine image, we have a human image, to make it easier for us to enter into relationship. When you pray to one person of the Trinity, you have the whole Trinity. So in your prayers, I hope it'll be Trinitarian, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let me tell you about one time I went on a retreat, and as I walked into the chapel, I saw, it was an icon by Andre Rublev, and it was an icon from the 1400s of a table, and around the table were three angels, and they were eating. Now, you must understand that to have a meal in the Middle Eastern world is to have intimacy with someone. Well, actually, these three angels were representing Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, this icon is by Andre Rublev, and it was from the 1400s. And they were representing Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the interesting thing, and this is the point of the icon, is that there was a fourth place, an empty place. As you enter, as you look at the icon, there's the three angels sitting around the table, and that fourth place is for you and for me. That icon is proclaiming that we are invited into a relationship with the Holy Trinity. So when I got up there that Sunday, and I proclaimed the gospel to those hundreds of people, and what I'm proclaiming to you right now is that God is in love with you personally. He sent His only Son to die for you, not just the world, for you and me on the cross. And God is gracious and merciful and kind. He's our Abba, our Daddy, our Father. And God is Trinity, who invites us as a masculine, feminine, human image to enter into relationship with Him. And I am praying that you will sit at table with God, that you will have intimacy in a deep personal relationship with each person of the Trinity. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.